Uluru, or Ayers Rock, depending on your preference. Actually, you can officially use either. According to the government's website, uluru.gov.au, they state, in 2002, the rock took on the official name of Uluru Ayers Rock, which it still has today. That means you can use either Uluru or Ayers Rock to refer to the rock. However, in the national park, we always use the original name, Uluru. The website also notes under Uluru Climb Closure that the Uluru Climb closed permanently from 26th of October 2019. At the time, I somewhat foolishly believed that that would be the end of it. Now that the name was changed, now that climbing was banned, we would all live in harmony. Well, as we're now finding out, a slippery slope doesn't stop just because you've reached the bottom of the first hill. Introducing the new ban, no photography. Well, at least in some parts. Thank you to the viewers who sent this in. Why don't they just put up a sign saying, Aboriginal people only? Isn't that kind of the end goal? The Daily Mail reported, visitors banned from taking photos at Uluru. Basically, an Australian couple were ordered to delete their Uluru travel videos and Instagram posts 3 months after their trip because they didn't have a permit. News.com.au reported that the couple were sent an email with 20 lines of finable offences. Essentially, photography of culturally sensitive sites is banned within the Uluru National Park. What is a culturally sensitive site? Who knows? Taking a look on the government website again under photography, they have a section on cultural protocols for photographers. It states, the rock details and features at these sites are equivalent to sacred scripture for Anangu. They describe culturally important information and should only be viewed in their original location and by specific people. It is inappropriate for images of sensitive sites to be viewed elsewhere, so taking any photos of these places is prohibited. Look, to be fair, if we were talking about an Aboriginal temple or some other structure, and they had a rule stating that no photography is to be taken within the temple, well, I could kind of accept that. A temple is a private location, even if it's open to the public. But Uluru is a massive rock in the middle of the desert. It's a natural wonder. It would be like the Japanese government restricting photography of Mount Fuji. One, that would be stupid. Two, it wouldn't be enforceable. And three, it would be stupid. How do you promote tourism to your country if tourists can't take photos? And what about helicopters or other aircraft flying overhead? How do you stop them from taking photos of sensitive sites? What about satellite imagery? Surely there are a few culturally sensitive sites caught in this photo. Does NASA need permission? Back on the government's Uluru website, they do have a downloadable photography respecting culture document. Here's the document. Not only is it a little bit racist, it's also a bit sexist. It may be inappropriate for females to view a site that holds significance for Anangu males or vice versa. They also note that climbing, stepping, or sitting on Uluru is prohibited. What if I'm tired? And that drones are strictly prohibited in the park. That sounds like a challenge. The document also includes a map of all the culturally significant sites where they ask that you do not film or photograph the rock formations. So it's not some sort of man-made artifact they're asking you not to film, but rather the natural rock formations. A pink circle with an S represents a sensitive site. Why the heck have they put a first aid station right next to a sensitive site? In black and grey hatching, they also show the regions where filming, photography or painting is not allowed, pretty much half the rock. On the government website, they also have a media guidelines page showing more restrictions. There you can download the guidelines. Here they note that these are for commercial and public images. So it doesn't matter if you're doing it commercially or not, these rules apply if you're planning to post your images publicly, for example on Facebook, noting that this includes artwork. So if I paint a picture of Uluru, these rules apply. So what exactly are the rules? Well, there's a whole bunch. They've got approved aerial flight paths, Yep, it's like flying over a sensitive nuclear facility or the White House in the United States. They note that social media influencers, content creators, and bloggers need to apply for a permit, license, or accreditation to capture and post images. Under Section 5.1, Do I Need a Permit or License? They state, if you are an organization, group, or individual wanting to film, photograph, paint, draw, record sound, or capture any other likeness in or of the park for commercial purposes or public display, or use an existing image, you must apply for a permit. So even using an existing image of this natural rock formation requires a permit. What sort of dystopian society are we living in? But why? Why do we, Australian citizens, need permits to take a picture of a natural landmark? I think you can guess. Money! In the Media Guidelines document 7.1, Fees, they state, the following non-refundable administration fees are required in advance for permits. Filming, $250 per day. Still photography, artwork and sound recording, $20 per day. And remember, you must carry your permit at all times, in my worst German accent. Not only that, according to the government website, you need a pass. You need a park pass to experience Uluru. Don't worry, it's only $38 for each adult for 3 days. So yes, Australia is cooked. We can't even take a photo now of arguably Australia's most famous natural landmark without having a pass and a permit. What a joke.